All right, everybody, welcome to the Barca Black Honest podcast. My name is Josh. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving for those of you in the U.S. For the rest of you, hope you had a great week of World Cup action. Going to catch everyone up on yesterday and today's action. Only going to hit a few of the matches. Switzerland, Cameroon, and Uruguay, South Korea. The Uruguay, South Korea match was actually, I think it was the second match yesterday. Actually had a lot of entertaining points to it. I think South Korea played a lot more aggressive than I expected them to. They had 43% of the possession, but I mean, overall there was a lack of not skill, like cohesiveness for anyone in that game. I think there was one total shot on target, and it was just a 0-0 draw that was just not thrilling at all. Final two matches of yesterday were awesome. Portugal and Ghana. Portugal really just almost shooting themselves in the foot. They all five goals were in the second half. I'm pulling up the match just to get the timing right. Portugal goal goes up on the Cristiano Ronaldo penalty. And then Andre Ayew ties it about 8 or 10 minutes later for Ghana, and it's game on. Then you have some great interchange with João Felix. He scores. Then Rafael Leão scores in the 80th minute for Portugal. It's 3-1. 89th minute, Osman Bukhari scores for Ghana, 3-2. And then you have the near disaster at the for the last play of the game from Diego Costa and goal for Portugal. That would have been the blunder, like the biggest blunder. I'm not going to say the biggest blunder in World Cup history because I don't know the history of blunders, but it would have been the biggest blunder of this tournament. Like it was close to being just disastrous. But Portugal come away with a pretty massive win. Their next match is against Uruguay on Monday, which is going to be awesome. Very excited for that match. That's one of the highlights of the group stage for me. Final match of the day yesterday was Brazil against Serbia. Brazil with 23 shots, 9 shots on target, 59% of the possession. Just complete domination. You obviously have the goal of the World Cup from Charleston with his second of the game, the scissor kick. Neymar gets hurt. I think he's out for the rest of the group stage matches, which is tough for them. But at the end of the day, their group shouldn't be something that they struggle too much with if they play like they did the other day against Serbia. They play Switzerland next, and then Cameroon in the final match day of their final match of the group stage. And then today's matches. Probably the match of the day. It was probably the match of the day. Iran. Okay, I shouldn't say that it was the match of the day because it was kind of boring for a lot of it, but the final 20 minutes were interesting. So Wayne Hennessy gets a red card in the 86th minute, and Iran, who had like 38% of the possession, who had gotten beat 6-2 by England in their first match, scores a 98th minute goal, and then in 101 at the 101st minute scores the second goal and comes away with the win, putting this group in a very, very interesting position, especially given the U.S.-England result that just finished. So Group B is now in a situation where pretty much any team, I mean, Wales is kind of screwed. They're on a negative 2-goal differential with 1 point. But England, Iran, and U.S. are on 4, 3, and 2 points respectively, with Wales at 1. It all comes down to the U.S.-Iran match. The only scenario where Wales is involved is if they win against England, but come on. Although I did think the same thing about the U.S. and I was proven wrong today, but U.S. Iran, incredible, given their history politically, that this is coming down to this with Iran still having a negative 2-goal differential. We'll talk about the U.S.'s match against England coming up. Other two matches today were Qatar and Senegal. Qatar being the first team eliminated from the World Cup with a pretty disastrous performance against Senegal. I don't really have too much to highlight there. Senegal is a team that, their matchup against Ecuador in the final match of the group stage is going to be incredible. It just really sucks because every time I watch them, I think, wow, this team is so great to watch. And they were not so much greater to watch as if this team isn't watchable without Sadio Mane. But you get what I'm saying. Like, they're missing a piece that would make them even better than they already are, and they're already a very good team. Third match of the day was Ecuador getting a very, very impressive draw against the Netherlands. They, gosh, I mean, in the second half, so Netherlands came out and scored in the 6th minute. Cody Gakpo, a great player for Ajax, scores in the 6th minute. And overall, the Dutch had 55% of the possession, but that was their only shot on target. Ecuador played on the front foot. They were surprising. They were, I'm not going to go through all the adjectives here. They were just very impressive. They had 4 shots on target, 15 total shots. Enner Valencia does get hurt. I don't know his status for the final match. I don't think they've announced that yet. But he was excellent. And they get a very impressive draw against Netherlands. So Netherlands does, of course, have Qatar, who has already been eliminated in their final match. So you would assume they would win and go through on 7 points. But then Ecuador and Senegal are on 4 and 3 points. And so that's going to be a thrilling match to see who can get through to the next round. And of course, the first place and second place of Group A will face. Oh, I think that's how it works. I know the second place in Group B plays first place in Group A. So that's why this, for me, being a United States supporter, this match against England was so wild. Like, England ended up with more shots on target. They ended up with more possession, but I was so impressed with how the U.S. played. Like, I expected this to be like 3-0, 3-1 maybe. And the U.S. played confidence. Like, the first 10, 15 minutes for England, I kind of thought, oh boy, this is going to be a possession-heavy game for England. It's going to be, 65% possession. They're going to get a flurry of shots on target, blah, blah, blah. And that's just not what happened. The U.S. flipped it around. They were confident. They just didn't have the final ball in the box to really challenge Jordan Pickford. And so you end up with the 0-0 draw. I think like the freaking 5th of this World Cup so far, which is just, I don't have too many great thoughts on that. But either way, it was a fun match. Tomorrow, there are 2 incredible matches tomorrow So 5 a.m., this is Eastern time. I'm not going to talk about the times because I'll be accused of being biased, but Tunisia, Australia. Tunisia honestly should probably win this. Based off of how Tunisia played in their first matchup against Denmark, I like them against Australia. Second match of the day is Saudi Arabia and Poland. Poland, of course, could have had the win over Mexico. The Bob Lewandowski penalty kick gets saved. And so now they're in a situation where they have to beat Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia, of course, like, I don't even know how to think about them anymore, given what they did to Argentina. Like, they lead that group. So if they can squeeze out a draw against Poland, they put themselves in an excellent position of qualifying in second place. Like, so Poland need a win to really put any sort of pressure on Saudi Arabia. Final 2 matches of the day, France against Denmark. France looked incredible in their opening match against Australia. Denmark looked a little less so impressive, obviously getting the draw, but I still am excited to see this, like, still very good French midfield, although depleted play against the Danish midfield. Should be a fascinating matchup. And then the final match of the day, Mexico against Argentina. Argentina, like, this is the kitchen sink game. You can't draw this. You need a win. And that's it. That's all. Like, they're all the quotes coming out of Mexico or of Argentina's training camp are, we're calm, we're prepared for this. But anything's possible. Like, they lost to Saudi Arabia. Like, that's literally anything is possible at this World Cup, it seems. So a fleet of matches that are excellent, a great last couple of days of football. Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to record a pod this weekend. So if I don't, let's just run through the slate of games on Sunday real quick. So Sunday, Japan, Costa Rica, Belgium, Morocco, Croatia against Canada. That's a very interesting matchup. And then Spain, Germany, which we're really going to get to see if this German team is good or not, because they did not look good against Japan, and now they're playing probably the hottest team in the tournament after Spain's 7-0 thumping of Costa Rica. So a great weekend of World Cup matches, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks.